Hello, this 5 minutes to prophet is the word of God, episode 192. And it's a good day for you as you're hearing the word. God is working in your heart and your life. So Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, which is our fundamental scripture, and James 1:22. And what is Hebrews 4:12 saying? By this time you should be able to say it offhand with me. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add, you will not walk in self-delusion. So what we are looking at, why people forget how they look, and I said, is because if you are looking into the word, which by James says is like a mirror, if you look into it, there is a part which is the old covenant, and that old part of it is no longer operative for you. Because there is a better one established on better promises. So when you look into the mirror, please do not use what is in the old to live in the new. No. Do not use what is in the old to live in the new. That's what I'm saying. Because you know, sometimes somebody will hear me just once. They've not heard all that I've said. Just one episode, and she says, no, I'm not saying, listen carefully to what I'm saying. I'm saying that, why would you forget how you look like? According to James 1:24, we read the New Living Translation that says that the person glances at the mirror, loses his face, and then he forgets. Why do you walk away and forget? Because you could not put some dimensions into play. You looked at the old covenant and you used it to judge your life and to determine how your life is like, instead of going to the new. Because if the old, we read in Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7, we said that if the old was not faultless, if it had everything God needed, if it was all right, it was perfect, if it was the way God wanted it, why would there be a need for the second? If there is a second, and he says that the second one is better, in fact he says far better. When you look at New Living Translation, he says far better and established on better promises, then please go for the better one. It's simple logic. Go for the better one. If there is one which is better, why should I stay with the old? If there is one which is better, I would rather go for the new one. In fact, in our world, we will laugh at you. We will laugh at you if you went for the old. You know, when mobile phones began, they were huge and big. And those times, you know, you walked around with it. You put it on your belt to show to the whole world that you owned one. And they were huge, very big. I remember them so well. So if, and those of you just have to, you know, all it did was cause. And then right now you're using iPhone, the latest iPhone. Can the two be compared? Can the two be compared in any way? If it says that what you have now is far better, I would rather use the far better. And then it tells you that if the old was not faulty, then there will be no need for the new. And then you won't take this. You won't take. I will take what the word says. I will let the word of God tell me what it's saying. It has said it, and we read it. For if the first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no need for a second covenant to replace it. He said, then should no place have been sought for the second, King James. For finding fault with them, he said, because God found fault with the old covenant, fault with the operation of the old covenant in the lives of his people. He said the covenant was not even all that God was looking at. It was the effect it had on the people. Because the people, God is a people person. He was watching out for his people, his children, those he loved, the reason for creation, the crown of creation. God was looking and what the effect of the covenant on his people. And God said, no. No, what I'm seeing is not what I envisage. It's not what I plan for. Because of that, I want to replace it. I want to replace it. Oh, why should I then be crying for the first and think that the first is better than the second? No, I'll let it go. So that I can now concentrate on the new. And use it appropriately. And look for all the tricks about it. And look for all the things I can take advantage of. That is it. You're so blessed. Bye.